Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We've got Below Deck Mediterranean, and this is an episode you don't want to miss.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
That's right. We felt that this song was very appropriate with the guests that were on today's episode.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I saw more booties than the Mr. Skin episode.
I forgot about that episode.
Holy mackerel, I saw so many booties.
Too many booties. This show's going to have to be like braided differently after, you know, two episodes of this stuff.
It really is. All of the skin. Also, somebody teach me how to get a booty like that. Please.
Squats.
Pay for it.
Well.
Or pay for it. There it is.
Ding, ding, ding. Pay for it. Hey, I'm willing to do both.
Welcome. My name is Paulina Aguilar, and I'm your host. You can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. Please welcome my lovely co-hosts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Jamie, and you can find me at JamieBanks_ and on YouTube at JamieBanksTravel.
All right, let's get right into this because I've got some issues with some of these people on this episode right here. But we'll go in order. Let's start with Hannah because we kind of left off with everybody a little bit drunk in town, and they're all heading back to the boat. Now, here's what bugged me. Okay. Hannah, you know, goes off with Adam, and then they share a kiss, and then she's drunk and she kind of wants to stir the cut off. But I think it was stir the pot.
Uh-huh. That's what it seemed to be.
I mean, thoughts on that?
Well, look, I think honestly at the whole intention of Hannah's sort of jumping into this whole situation to stir the pot, so to speak, I think she was just coming to Adam's defense. I think she had just had her makeup with Adam and they are being copacetic and had, you know, she's got his back, I think, at this point.
All of a sudden? Well, it's just hard to believe when you see them fight the way that they did, snitch on each other the way that they did, and all of a sudden they're BFFs.
I think she just understands him a lot more and understands where he's coming from, and so now she really sympathizes with him, and she wants to just have some fun too, because I think she finds him attractive.
I mean, maybe that kiss with Jason got her, you know, mojo going. I don't know. Maybe she's just ready to, like, let the cat out of the bag. It's been a long charter season.
Oh my gosh.
No, I really do just think that it was her coming to his defense and kind of, I don't think she likes seeing him hurt. And therefore, and I also don't think that she likes what Malia is doing on the boat. I think she's...
But we've also seen her drink and then flirt with the guy. She did that with Bobby. Now, I know. So that's why I'm saying it's like really, it kind of makes it hard for me to believe.
Oh, no. I mean, we've all been there, right? Where you have like just one too many and all of a sudden you're the flirtiest girl in the bar.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've not really.
Oh, really?
I've been drunk and like...
Only me?
I've been drunk and flirt. I don't think I've ever like made out or kissed a stranger. I've never done that.
What?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of blurry now that I think about it.
Holy
Actually,
mackerel.
I probably have. It doesn't happen often.
Well, it's been a long time, but I can remember. I mean, goodness gracious, I'm not that old.
Jamie, have you?
This is putting me on the spot. I don't think so.
And by I don't think so, I want to hear about it later. She's not going to admit it now, no matter what we do.
I think I have. I'm pretty sure I have. It just doesn't happen often. Okay, let's move on to the dirty little thing that happened with Wes and Malia, because that seemed to get Bobby all riled up when they were in the cabin together.
Oh. Well, I even looked at Jamie and you guys, like, during the episode, and I was like, how do you do it on a boat? What do you do? Those things are tiny. What do you do?
I mean, I guess you'd find a way, right?
There's a way, so go for it. But those little cots look really small.
Well, I don't think they actually did.
The deed.
But, I mean, would you have intervened and said something like Bobby did?
You know... I think it was kind of a low blow on Bobby's part, but I can't blame him.
I think it was really, it was out of place, especially because he's her boss and the whole she's number one deckhand. It was just, it was inappropriate, especially to be in their bunk where they had to kick out bugs. Yeah. At least maybe they could go back somewhere else. I don't know.
But there, see, it was at just that bad. Point, it not only, you, like, you go and you make this whole speech to the boys about, like, I want to earn your, like, earn your respect and don't treat me this way because of so-and-so.
But was that before or after?
That was before.
It was?
I believe so.
I can't remember.
I think that might have been the next day, because that's probably what provoked her to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the, because I feel like she had this moment, and she got called out by Bobby.
Right.
And then she came to them the next day and be like, hey, guys, I really want to have an opportunity to prove myself to you guys on this last charter.
She should have done that from day one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at that point, I don't blame Bobby. Like, I would be mad, too. I'm like, this is exactly the point that I was trying to make before.
Yep.
You deny, you say that's not the reason, but look, here you are, two people in a bunk.
I'm just saying. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I don't know that I would have had the guts to go and, like, actually, like, bust
up
the situation.
Oh, I would have made a comment. I totally would have.
But I definitely would have said something, like, behind. Like, I just don't know if I could have, like, actually gone into the room and actually, like, broken up the situation. But I definitely would have had, you know, a sassy comment to say the next day. So then for her to come, so then that's my question. For her to come to Max and Bobby the next day and be like, guys, I really want to earn your respect. I really want to be seen as a lead deckhand first and a, you know, girl second. Too little, too late, right?
It's too late. You should have said that week one and done different actions.
She should have done that the day that she got promoted. And
absolutely.
Then she should have cut all those ties, because now, at least if it were me, that's how I'd see you the whole time. I'd be like, I'll do what you say because you're my boss on paper, or
right.
Technically you're my boss. But you're not going to have any respect for me at all. But
there's a hard time. Yeah, I would have a hard time. Whatever. Like, I think they all have their mind made up anyway. So no matter what she says and what she comes to them. And even Bobby said, you know, he was like, I really respect Malia for coming to us and having this. I feel like that was just all lip service.
Nope.
Like, not at all. Not at all. Is there? That's not going to repair anybody's situation, so. And Nathaniel, who's in our live chat, by the way, we have our live chat up right now, guys. So if you want to hop in and voice your opinion, hop in there on YouTube and you know,
talk to us
because we're here. Nathaniel, who's also watching, said Bobby did the best thing, I think, by going and busting up the situation.
Oh, I think so too. Because now look what happened the next day. Do you think Malia would have said that had Bobby not done that?
Maybe, because I think she's trying to repair her image and kind of come off
she
that
just
way,
worsened it
way,
by
yeah,
sleeping in
it's
the bunk with
late.
Him.
I'm kind of really annoyed at her at this point. So,
I mean, raise your hand if you're annoyed with Malia. Like, why
and
are we still
all,
talking?
We're
about
all raising our hand in the studio here. Okay, let's move on, because I know we're going to get back to that a little bit. Let's go to Bugs and Sandy talking about Hannah and that issue. Do you think Bugs snitched on her, or do you think that was just? I think that was just kind of like in conversation. Like, they both ended up in the galley, and it kind of, I don't know.
I don't think that Bugs snitched. No, I think that was just a moment that Bugs was sort of voicing her frustration. And I do love how Captain Sandy handled the situation by saying, look, I want my crew to be able to come and talk to me when they have an issue. It's not always my job to solve their problem.
Right.
You know?
Which
like
is
if,
true.
If she wants to come to me and talk to me about it, great. I will give her an ear and I'll listen to her. But it's not necessarily my responsibility to solve that for her. She's got to be a big girl and go, you know, decide how she wants to handle the situation herself. So I really respected how... I like Captain Sandy so much. She was on...
the radio, you said, right?
Yeah. I listened on Sirius. There's a show called Wake Up with Taylor. And she was on that this morning. And it made my day because I got to listen to her on my commute. And I was so excited. And I just like her so much more. Even just what we see on the show. Just hearing her. And the more she talks, the more I'm just like... She's a classy
makes
person.
Sense.
Yeah. She does. She's got her stuff together.
She's so professional too, and I love that she said, hey, if the guests are high maintenance, oh well, we'll just give them more maintenance. And that's so true, because yeah. Everybody's complaining about how high maintenance these people are, but they're paying to be on these boats, and they're allowed to be in this circumstance.
I think so. I think you're right.
Ooh, this guy would scare me though, with his guests and all that stuff. Oh yeah, yay. We'll get to that in a second. But now let's talk about the confrontation with Hannah and Bugs, because that seemed very, very, very awkward.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was really weird how Bugs called her out. You know, I really respect, and She even said in her confessional afterwards, you know, she was like, if you're going to call somebody out that you've been working with all season and they're your boss and they need to be put in your place, it's really freaking terrifying to go and, and put them in their place. She seemed terrified to talk to Hannah. I give her props for doing it, for saying, for, you know, voicing her opinion and for saying how she felt. But I also wonder, could we not have waited? Like, could we not have just bit our tongue for one more charter and then maybe come to her at the end of the season and after everything is done and the guests are gone, the bags are packed, you never have to work with Hannah again, and just be like, hey, by the way, I know we never have to work together again. I feel like you did a lousy job.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure they're going to talk about that after.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good that she voiced her opinion, but the way she did it was really rude to me because she basically just started saying, you're a lousy chief stew. It was like, couldn't you have phrased that in a less confrontational way?
I think there's a line if you're going to tell your boss something like that, like negative about their work ethic. I think there's a line drawn because I could never say that to my boss. No. You know, I can probably say, hey, it would be better if this happened to help me do my job better, you know. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say that to your boss. But I guess, you know, at that, maybe in that atmosphere, it's okay, let alone you're on reality television show.
Right. And a producer's probably like, hey, so how do you feel about that? Yeah. Probably. Right now. Do you think maybe you should go talk to her?
So do you think that Hannah is a lousy chief stew? Or, I mean, whose team are you on? Maybe not about the situation, how they talked, but, like, maybe, you know, do you think Hannah's a bad chief stew?
I think she's a good chief stew. I think she, in some ways, it looks like she's not hardworking, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's because she's a leader, and sometimes a leader doesn't get on the floor and do the dirty work.
And I agree what she said in her confessional. You know, she was like, I've been yachting for 7 years, and the reason I don't clean toilets anymore is because I did it for 6 years.
Right.
So now I'm in a position to do something different, and you're in a position to clean the toilets.
I think that's true, because I've worked with bosses who just sit on their butts and they don't do anything at all. But I also agree that, like, Hannah maybe, or like a boss should step in maybe when they do need help. You know, on a normal day and everyone's on time, everyone's on track, everyone's doing their job, hey, sit back and delegate. Yep. But when, you know, they actually need help, that's when you got to get your hands dirty.
Absolutely. And Nathaniel also mentioned, he said, I think that Bugs doesn't like being second because she was first before. So I think that's really the root of this problem.
Well, then
Bugs,
at that point, you don't take the job.
Right. And she said that, though. She said that on this episode. She said, I should have never taken the second stew position. I think that just is how this whole, it set her up for failure in this whole situation. Also, my question to you guys is, do the lines get blurred? I mean, we keep seeing lines blurred between sort of bosses and
the crew,
subordinates. I don't know what I mean. Bosses and staff, bosses and crew, whatever. On this situation, on this charter, on the show. So, is there a line where sort of friendship and superiority gets blurred? And does that make it, like, having the conversation with Hannah? They started out this season as buds, as friends, and I think, you know, Hannah sees that her trust was betrayed by Bugs when she started reading the text messages. Bugs has sort of been frustrated with her the whole season because she thinks she doesn't work hard enough, and then she made out with a charter guest. Like, but when you start out as friends and that friendship line kind of, like, just wanting to get along and, like, wanting to work together and be friends, does that, and then also, like, these are the people you go out and party with. These are the people you live with.
You're
these
with
are
the
people
the
you sleep with. These are the people you work with. Like, does that line get blurred to the point that when you have to have those confrontational conversations, it makes it that much harder? Even when she said Lauren's a people pleaser, like, Lauren's not going to get in the middle of it because Lauren has Hannah's back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like,
I think it should be separated to the best of your ability to separate those two relationships, your work and your friendship, because then it won't be affected. But I think when you're with someone all that time, you know, like, a normal person going to work, you're going, you're seeing your boss for 8 hours and you come home and you don't have to see them, you know.
Right.
In this case, they're not. So I think during that time, you forget to separate it.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I think in normal work situations, you wouldn't have that because you're not partying together and eating together and always with them. So I think those lines are blurred, but maybe that's why it's best to keep it completely professional and not hook up with them, other.
Yeah, that would be a really good place to
start. I've never worked for any of my friends, you know, anything like that. So I have no idea what that's like, but I've had bosses who became good friends with, but you know, you have to learn how to separate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the difference, you know, I think they're both good Chiefs dudes in their own right. I think the difference is that I think Bugs might be a little bit more approachable.
Sure.
In a
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they talk differently. You know, Hannah's very, you know,
direct
and boom, boom, boom. And Bugs is like, okay, let's, she's kind of seems more of a problem solver than when we saw Hannah with Lauren.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that for sure. So, I don't know. It was food for thought on this episode for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, good point.
So,
okay, let's move on to this Bobby and Paula situation because this is getting me like I feel like everyone's like a little bit hypocritical. Like the whole Hannah and Adam, they're hanging out, and now you know they're confiding in each other of like Malia this and Bugs that, and you know, it's all one big circus. No, am I the only one that thinks that they're hypocrites? All three of them?
Everybody's a hypocrite?
Well, okay, first of all, Hannah is gonna, you know, snitch on Adam and vice versa, and now all of a sudden they're defending each other. You know, oh, Bugs shouldn't say that you're a bad stew when you're the one that told Bugs, you know, that told Hannah she's a bad chief stew. You
yeah.
know? And then you've got Bobby making out with guests mm-hmm. when Hannah did the same thing.
Well, mm-hmm. I did say when we were watching the episode, I was like, regardless of what we say and what happened and what the actual situation was, Hannah opened this door first.
But if you're going to be mad about that, then don't do it yourself.
But that's where Max is a hypocrite, because Max even said to Bobby, he was like, all of the crap that we gave Hannah before, and as mad as we were about her, I am going to completely look the other way because she is worth it.
See, they're all hypocrites.
Which was what I was saying.
And Jason was worth it too.
I kept saying, girl, I give you a hall pass. He is hot. Go for it. Like, I mean, I'm a hypocrite in this situation.
So is this a... oh, gosh. I'm drawing a blank.
The Danny situation?
No. Where you get mad at the guy. Like, if the guy does it, it's okay. But if the girl does it, it's not okay?
No. I think across all lines, like... okay. This is what I think. I think across all lines, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah. Yep.
I think so.
I know that one well.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially because Hannah already did it, and she didn't get in that much trouble, to be honest. I don't think Captain Sandy
her. Is there anybody on that boat that did not get mad at Hannah? Malia and Adam probably didn't get mad, right?
So I think Lauren has her back.
Okay, so say Lauren didn't get mad. I don't think she got mad at Hannah for doing it. So if she did it, I'd be like, okay, well, you're not complaining about it. You're not complaining that happened.
Right.
But I think the point is, like, the fact that Bobby made such a big deal about it, and Bobby, you know, went and spied on it, and, right. you know, had all this proof and wanted, you know, it's not fair and this and this and that.
Right.
Then don't do it yourself.
Yeah, but I think Bobby and
Max?
Max, thank you. Yeah. I love Max. I think they were... I don't think they were actually that mad. I think they were just thought it was really funny and they were playing around with it. I don't think they were actually upset.
Upset with Hannah?
Upset with Hannah.
No, I think they were legitimately upset with Hannah.
You think so?
I do. I mean, I think the person who was most upset about the situation was Bugs.
Yes.
Because Bugs has been vying for that chief stew position since day one. So I think that's the whole reason why Bugs was mostly upset. I think you're right. I don't think the others were as upset. I think they were just kind of like, ooh, that's in bad taste. Like, that's not cool. Ooh, the chief stew is texting a charter guest and hooking up with a charter guest? Okay, that's crazy. It is interesting that the next couple charters later, we see Bobby in the exact same situation.
So, obviously, they're going to know about it the next day or after the charter. Are they going to get mad at Bobby the same way that they got mad at Hannah? Do you think he's going to get the same treatment? No, he's going to get a high five, buddy.
I don't think so from everybody.
No, but nobody's going to get mad at him except for who? Hannah? But she had six people mad at her?
Here's the thing. The consequences have not been that drastic on this.
I feel like they can do anything that they want
they
and not get in trouble.
I mean,
they
really
can hook up with a guest. They can tell the boss to set me up on a date. Like, what?
They can hook up with each other. Like,
their boss.
I mean, really, truly.
They can drink from the bar.
Right? I was wondering about that, actually. I was like, right? Who's restocking that bar? Isn't that for the guests? But, hey, go for it. But it is interesting. Because, yeah, you don't. I mean, I think the consequences have been so few on this boat. Like, nobody's getting fired. Everybody's getting a slap on the wrist. Like, so they're all kind of pushing the limits. I think they saw Hannah open the door first, and they were like, ooh, that's not cool. Like, nobody needs to do that. They see Malia hooking up with Wes and then getting promoted. So Bobby's probably like, F it. I matched with her on Tinder.
Tinder. That is not a dating app.
It's not a dating app. It's not a dating app, Bobby.
Okay, so let's move on with Adam and these text messages. Because if you pause, and if you have DVR at home, you can pause it and read the messages. But apparently, Adam is very upset about this whole situation and decides to show Wes these texts, which obviously show that they were going to meet up at a hotel afterwards. And she seemed like she wanted to date him.
Well, I'm just confused because it said October 1st on it, which is a date that I have no idea when that was in relation to the whole story. So he's acting like it's proof, and he's saying it's a night that they made out on Anchor Watch, but I have no idea. I need some context.
She's saying, no, so I thought it was they were texting, before
they probably were, but
before Malia made out with him, around the same, that happened around the same time. So she was texting Adam while she was making out with him.
Yeah, I think that's the point that Adam is trying to make is that he went back on his text messages and realized after I think Lauren spilled the beans that they were making out on the Anchor Watch that literally Malia's up on, you know, Anchor Watch with Wes making out, say, at 11 p.m. And then at 3 a.m. she's in her bunk texting Adam being like, I hope that we can meet up in Croatia, blah, 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 blah. Sweet dreams, my love. Yeah, like all of these, you know, wonderful things. So I think that's what's bothering more so than the fact that he lost the girl. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's bothering Adam at this point the most is that she is...
She's playing them
she's
both.
Lying. She's the lying. Time. She's lying. She's lying.
Is Adam overreacting?
No.
I don't think he's overreacting. I do think he's reacting emotionally, for sure.
Okay. So, towards the end about this whole thing, I think he's a little bit overreacting, and I don't want to disregard his feelings or how hard he is. My whole thing is I think I can speak for us girls when you say, how many times have a guy lied to you? How many times has a guy, have you been played? You know, we girls complain about guys all the time of how that happens. We don't know if they're talking to 10 other girls at the same time that they're talking to you. So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't wish upon anybody, but it's kind of like, I really don't feel bad because guys do it to girls all the time.
Yeah, but this is a different situation because they're all on the boat and everybody knows that she's going back and forth with them. And
that's even dirtier.
Yeah, and they're her coworkers. It's so much worse.
I don't know.
He has the freedom to be like, look, Wes, here's my text messages. Here's my phone. Out in the real world, are you going to... I mean, I don't know if some people are crazy out there, but are you going to go to someone's house and be like, look... Here, I mean, some girls do, I don't know.
I mean, but the thing is, and I keep going back to this, I think the thing that escalates the situation is their history before they came on the boat. You know what I mean? Adam went into this whole season thinking that he's coming on the boat with a
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not a girlfriend, but definitely a chick that they were like, let's feel this out, let's go have an amazing time together. And then all of a sudden she sees Wes, and she's playing both sides of the fence. And now she's, completely ditched Adam and is going for Wes. I think his head has been so topsy-turvy this season that he's probably just, I don't know that I can justify his actions, but I also don't know that I can't say that I wouldn't do something similar. And we have a couple people in the chat right now, and Sky Patterson says, I honestly believe Adam is mentally insane and a little overwhelmed and angry and stressed and depressed, and that's why he does what he does. So, that's a strong opinion.
He's angry, I get it. He's sad, I get it. But, I mean, I don't know, I feel like everyone's been hurt at one point, and it's kind of like, I mean, the whole situation is part of my French, but it's all fucked up.
Well, but the other thing, too, is you have to remember... We have to remember that we're watching this unfold, on a week-to-week basis, when we have time to decompress the situation in between. We have time to kind of wrap our head around it. The thing that's different is that everything that is happening on this boat is happening fast and, intense and under a microscope. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like watching the show, we're kind of like, ooh, that's crazy behavior. Like, why are they acting like this? Why are they doing this? Why are they?
But his reaction is like over time, over like 5 days of filming. Yeah, or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It's over five days of filming, and also like he has nowhere else to go. Like he is on a boat in the middle of the ocean, having to work with this girl who he like is basically trying to get over. Okay, here's a situation. Have you guys ever like dated somebody or broken up with somebody and you still had to work with them?
Yes.
Yeah. It sucks.
It sucks, but I don't know.
Did they then start dating somebody else in front of you?
They probably did it at the same time, to be honest.
You're so bitter!
It wasn't a relationship. The thing is, it wasn't a relationship. We were just dating. And so, I had found out that they were seeing somebody else, but I didn't know them. And it was such a big place that I didn't see everybody that I worked with.
Okay.
So it was a different department. So I wasn't in that situation where you saw them everywhere and you had to work with them and you had to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, once that was done, it was like, okay, bye, I don't have to see you unless I clock in, clock out.
Right, which is how the normal world works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It'd be way easier to get over someone if you could get your own space, go home, and not have to see them all day. And that's just so much
more
stressful.
And then have to do press again after the show is over.
And not to mention, you have to sleep below the guy that she chose over you.
Oh, yeah. Man, dude. I think that like, if that were girls, the sun would be
somebody
so would be shanked.
I mean, I was going to say,
someone would be shanked. Like, there it is.
It was going to be crazy. Like, it's they filmed for 12 weeks in Croatia. That's overwhelming and insane, is what Sky said. So, and we don't, Nathaniel also said, we don't actually see what goes on behind the scenes. You know, we get a small piece of what's actually happening.
42 damn minutes.
Only 42 minutes. It's not enough.
Well, tell us about your adventure that you had this weekend.
Guys, I had such a fun adventure. So, if you were following AfterBuzz on Saturday morning on the Instagram stories, I took over their Instagram because I was on a yacht.
That's awesome. Tell us about it. I want to know.
It was really fun. It was a 65-foot yacht, so not a huge yacht, but not a...
Sounds big. I have no idea how big that is, but...
Not huge, not tiny. It had two bathrooms, so we felt very fancy. and, yeah, it was really cool. There was a great space to hang out in up top. There was me and about 11 other people on this boat, and we
Who'd you go with?
It was six different couples. We were celebrating a birthday. We took it out of Marina del Rey to Catalina for the day and then back.
Did you have waiter service?
We had a really cute deckhand named Ryan who, we didn't have waiters, but we definitely had some really cute deckhands on board. And Captain Joey, who did a great job. I said Ryan was almost as cute as Max. It didn't have the accent though. So, but yeah, it was great. There was a really, there was a great bedroom. The thing that I noticed, especially on this boat, is when you're going, I'm sure it's less intense when you're on a bigger boat, but when you're below deck, when you're below deck on these yachts, you really get thrown around down there if you're moving pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really can toss you around pretty well. So, but we had a great little lounge area, lots of food, a small little kitchen. I thought Chef Adam could whip up something fun.
Did you
in
have
there.
A chef?
We didn't have a chef. No, we all brought some snacks, but thanks, Sky. We did have fun. He said, I hope you have fun, Laura. So thank you. We did have a really great time. And I think there's a little clip of it on Twitter. So if you're following AfterBuzz on Twitter, you can scroll back and see a couple of the adventures. It was really fun.
Check it out. Now we got to go get ourselves on a big yacht
for
a day.
I'm hoping we can, you know, somehow sneak ourselves onto, you know,
we'll be
next
the charter
season,
guests.
Right? Can AfterBuzz sponsor a trip to Below Deck Med next year?
I'll go to Croatia.
Just gonna put it out there, you know, just for research.
Or you can be a guest with what's his name?
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
Just put on your bikini and shake it.
That's right.
That's what they all did.
I don't even want to go there anymore. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've done less for more, I will say.
There it is. Okay, let's talk about next week's episode because we see a lot of confrontation now that it's the end of the charter. We have Lauren and Hannah and Bugs going at it. And then you have, actually, Jerry asking for Captain Sandy because Bobby's been spending too much time with Paula, it seems like.
Right. And that little kiss that they had this week seems to be getting him in trouble next week.
You know what's funny? I thought that was Lauren. from, like, because they showed that preview weeks ago. So from the back of the head, I thought that was Lauren. I was like, Bobby and Lauren again?
I know.
No, I was wrong.
No, I thought it was, too.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah, we were all thwarted.
Yeah, he doesn't seem very happy. You know, I feel like it's like, okay, be mad, yes, because you're paying for it. At the same time, you also set them up.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're kind of responsible for it.
So now, do you think that is a game changer with what Bobby's doing compared to Hannah?
Here's the thing. I think Bobby, and we'll see more next week and I can actually decide, but in my prediction, I think that Bobby should have taken the bait, enjoyed his little moment on there, and stopped it at that. You know what I mean? Like, I think he should, because I think what he was trying to do is also have his moment with Paula and appease the charter guest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, charter guest was like, ooh, I'm going to set this up and it's going to be fun. You kind of say yes to whatever
the
charter guest
wants
to do.
Well, the first time, yeah, sure.
You know? So, but then when it continues on and there's the kiss on the jet ski and he sneaks down to her room and now they're sneaking off on the boat and doing other things together and then they're holding up dinner and the charter guest is getting mad. Like, at that point, you're taking it way too far. In my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's different because with the Hannah situation, Hannah and Jason just had that one quick kiss and then that was it, at least on the boat. But this is, there's much more buildup and much more stuff happening between
yeah.
them.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-mm-mm. I still think it's a double standard because guess what's going to happen? When all this is said and done, Hannah is still going to get crap for what she did. And Bobby, I feel like, is going to get praise for like, yeah, she was hot, blah, 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 blah.
No, I think so. Much praise, I think so.
I wish it wasn't that way, but I feel like that's how, you know, viewers and you know, they make posts of them hanging out together afterwards. I think that's just the reaction that they're going to get.
Aww. I hope not. I don't think that'd be fair. I hope they're both treated with the same respect.
Yeah. I don't know.
We can all hope. Now Wes and Malia. Wes confronts Malia. Do you think they're going to end up staying together after that confrontation happens?
Nope.
Not after the previews. At first I thought so, but now I think Wes will just regret everything and never date someone else on a charter again.
He contradicted himself.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't hook up with guests. And then he said, it's no one's business who I hook up with.
It's true. I mean, here's the thing. Malia's made her bed and now she has to lie in it. You know, I mean, she's perpetuated the situation and now she's gonna go home kind of bitter and upset about the whole thing is what Nathaniel said. So she's made her bed. She's big girl choices have big girl consequences, you know what I mean? And she now has to live with the consequences of what she has sown this entire season.
I have a question. Do you think that, like, in that business, I'm pretty sure it seems very small. Do you think that they watch this show? Because say Malia goes on another job and doesn't work with anybody that we see on this season, you think they'll be like, oh, I saw what you did on the show, blah, blah, blah. This better not happen or I cannot hire you based off of that.
Well, that's what we were talking about, actually, maybe last week or at one point we were talking about that. You don't want to, whatever you do on national TV as far as a TV show,
right?
Like, Malia kept defending herself, I think it was last week, when she was like, if I want to like go around with everybody on this boat and sleep with anybody on this boat, that's my prerogative and I can do that. And I'm like, yeah, except you're burning bridges with every person on this boat and you're not making yourself a future bridge for your next charter. Like, this is going to end, sister, and then you're going to have to find another job.
And I feel like at the end of the day, like, it's a national television show, which means if the captain didn't see the show, a crew member might have seen the show. A guest might... I might go on the boat and say, hey, have you been on Below Deck? Have you seen that show?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it definitely is going to affect your reputation. But like you said, the captain might not see it. So you can still get a job, I'm sure. But... And then some people are probably going to say, well, it was a reality show, so it was all fake. So who knows what
was
true.
Ooh, that's a good excuse. It was fake.
Here's my other question, too. This is Malia's first yacht. Do we think she'll stay in yachting after this experience?
I think after getting promoted, she might.
You think so?
Well, I mean, if you get promoted, that's encouragement to, regardless of how she did it, regardless of how she got it, that's might help her self-esteem and be like, okay, she may not approach it the same way as the next one, but she might be like, okay, cool, now I can work at this rank on this yacht and move up.
Unless anybody watches the show. And then they're like, how'd you really earn that title?
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I guess we're all going to have to wait and see what happens next week.
That's right.
Well, I think that does it for us tonight. So, Jamie, where can they all find you on social media?
You can find me at JamieBanks_ and also YouTube at JamieBanksTravel.
Yay! And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, we will. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.